Kia ora koutou, my name is Liam. I'm a learning specialist in PDD team based at South Library.
And I'm Amy. I'm also a learning specialist at South Library. And I'm here to talk to Liam today about one of those exciting projects that he's got going on called Scape Reactivate. Liam, can you tell me a little bit about Scape Reactivate?
Sure. So Scape Reactivate is a competition for primary and secondary school students. What they do is they propose an artwork based on the brief for the year, which this year is The Gift. And two of those works are selected and then made into real public artworks for the Scape season.
Awesome. So this year, The Gift was the theme. So tell me about some of the ways that some of the kids presented that.
Sure. So a lot of people communicated an idea that a gift is not necessarily a physical thing, and in fact is sort of a gift of time or just being there for somebody, which was quite cool.
I also saw that some of them were giving and receiving gifts.
Yeah, so it is a sort of transactional sort of thing where giving a gift is just as good as receiving one.
So the runners-up got to come to the Ngā Oaha Creative Space at South Library and bring their designs to small-scale reality. How did you work with them to do that?
So across three sessions, we had six students come to us for each of those and looked at the entries, myself and Dan Drum. We took a look at them and sort of brainstormed some ideas ourselves of how we could realise these as real things. Obviously, we don't have a whole lot of time with them, so we were trying to focus on some aspects of the design and come up with ways in which to make them sort of three-dimensional and make them into a proper artwork.
So what kind of creative technology did you use to help them do that?
So quite often we were using iPads, using sketches as just an easy way of getting them to design something. And then we would do a little bit of magic in the background to either make it ready to be laser cut or vinyl printed. There was also some 3D printing that happened. So the modelling happened mainly in Tinkercad, and then we took it into Blender and smoothed things out. That was the main working process. A lot of work afterwards, just because, you know, one day is never enough.
So these projects are currently being exhibited. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so this year we thought that we would try and present the student work as an exhibition, so giving each artwork enough space for it to stand on its own. And we just thought it was a really nice way of celebrating the work that the students had put in. So, yeah, the exhibition will be taking place between the 15th of November and the 8th of December. And it sort of coincides with the launch of the Scape season for 2023 as well.
So where can people go to check these out?
So they will be out by the Espresso Bar on Apori between November 15th and December 8th. So just pop in and have a look.
And so what advice would you give to some marangatahi who would like to enter Scape Reactivate next year?
Sure. I think entries are usually due by the end of the Term 3 holidays. So it's just a matter of keeping an eye out on the website for more details. And yeah, I guess my advice would be to think laterally. So think really broad and try and show, don't tell. I think that's the thing that I would say.
Cool. Thanks for chatting with me today, Liam.
No worries. Thank you.